calling 437-1620.
And now, here's your host, Bobby Rossi.
It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Just a reminder right there, you heard it. I was talking last hour about Bands on the Beach, but now it has been canceled. That's unfortunate. The last Bands on the Beach of the season. And now it's been El Canceldo. I don't know if that's a real thing. I just made it up. But yeah, that kind of stinks. But it's been a good season for Bands on the Beach. I think we only had like three of them that were canceled overall. So that's not too bad at all. So with the weather, it's probably going to affect the fair as well. And we'll have to see, you know, what goes on with all that. So whether or not that will affect anything. So we'll see. All right. So last night was the gubernatorial debate, the only gubernatorial debate between Governor DeSantis and Charlie Crist. I wasn't going to actually talk about it at first today because I figured, like where I finished up yesterday. I really think the people who are paying attention to or are interested in the gubernatorial race have already made up their mind one way or another. Like they've already, if you support DeSantis, you support DeSantis. If you support Crist, you support Crist. Nothing from last night was going to change your mind. The question is will or are there individuals who are still on the fence between the two of them? If they were on the fence, would that have changed their mind yesterday? I still don't think so, personally. I think what each of them have been saying is what they have been saying. So I don't know. But I do want to bring up a couple of points here that happened. One of them was, I've heard Charlie Crist bringing this up a couple times. He's not the only one I've heard bringing this up. I've heard other people criticizing Governor DeSantis and Republicans in the state for having a budget surplus. Here's a clip of that. So
we're the third largest state in America. He's got a budget surplus. Why can't you treat teachers better than that?
Okay, so that was particularly about teachers, which, of course, even later the moderator put in there that we are in the top half of the country as it pertains to teacher pay now, which, by the way, that is because of Governor DeSantis. He has significantly raised teacher pay since he has been the governor. And he has actually raised teacher pay more than Charlie Crist did when he was governor, but okay. So that was specifically about that, but it's this point right here. Like he has a budget surplus and so, you know, why doesn't he spend it? This is one thing that really bothers me. Because a budget surplus, when you have a budget surplus, you're able to start putting money away in your rainy day funds for your just in case funds. It's that mentality of, well, it's a budget surplus. Let's go ahead and spend it all that people are doing in their households now that we're seeing governments all over the place doing. I mean, what, you want us to run on a deficit like the federal government does? Like, come on. We have a budget surplus. That's fantastic. Because we have a budget surplus doesn't mean we spend it all though. It's an opportunity for us to put money away for a rainy day. And so I gotta admit, out of everything that happened last night, that line bothered me the most because it goes back to that whole mentality of we just keep spending. And it's like, so you don't want to be responsible. Well, our teachers need money. Okay, well, we need to also have money set aside for a rainy day, especially in Florida where we're susceptible to hurricanes, as we just saw with Hurricane Ian and the massive devastation that can come because of that. So, yeah. All right. The other thing was at one point they were talking about COVID and the lockdowns with COVID and everything like that. And, you know, and hey, with the lockdowns, you're talking about people making their own choices for their health. So, wow, Charlie Crist defending people being able to make their own health choices. Let's listen.
You want to be the judge. You want to decide about what people should do with their own physical being, with the betterment of their health, with whether or not they want to make sure that they can practice their right to choose as a woman. That's just not right. I don't believe in that. I believe that we need to do unto others as we would have done unto us. It's called the golden rule.
Okay, there you go. So he believes in the golden rule, believes that people ought to be able to choose for their own, how they will handle their own health, what they will do for their own body. And so I was quite surprised. What's that? Oh, he wasn't talking about COVID-19 lockdowns? Oh, he wasn't talking about, but he just talked about how he supports people choosing for their own, how they will handle their own health. So surely he would not support COVID lockdowns then. Oh, well, they did talk about COVID lockdowns. Let's see what he had to say.
Members of the state's congressional delegation, including Congressman Crist, were calling for new stay-at-home orders and a statewide mask mandate. Looking back more than 2 years later, are you satisfied with your approach to the COVID response? Congressman?
Yeah, I'm satisfied with my approach. I would have listened to scientists, unlike the governor. You know,
hypocrisy.
He wants to talk about how we reopen this and we reopen that. You can keep things reopened, but you got to do it with an eye toward what healthcare providers tell you.
Okay, there you go. That gives you just, I just couldn't. So when I hear people today going, I think Charlie Crist did a great job. I'm like, at being showing how hypocritical he is, at showing how two-faced he is. He literally said this about COVID. Yep, I definitely would have continued encouraging more lockdowns and more shutdowns. Definitely would have done that. I definitely would have forced people to do what I think would have been best for their health. And then less than 15 minutes later, played the other clip that we just aired, which is where he says, I think people ought to have the right to choose how they want to handle their own health. I disagree with, and like, oh boy. Which, by the way, that quote where he's talking about they should have the right to choose what they want to do for their own body and their own health, that was him trying to defend 12 and 13 year olds getting mastectomies and sex changes. That was actually his response for that. So he's not okay with you and me choosing what we want to do with our own health as it pertains to COVID, but he is okay with a 12-year-old choosing what they want to do with their own health as it pertains to a life-changing sex change. Hypocrisy! I don't trust him one bit. I'm sorry if you do. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Let's get traffic on the fives.
Well, we are seeing some slow traffic on Highway 90. This is going to be the causeway in between Pensacola and Pace. Highway 90 going eastbound has extremely slow traffic due to construction. This is going to be some typical afternoon traffic, unfortunately, with only one lane open if you're heading towards Pace, leaving Pensacola. So expect some slowdowns. You'll start seeing those slowdowns right after that intersection with Scenic Highway and Davis Highway right near the Tom Thumb. So after you get past the light, it's where you'll start seeing some delays. It does clear up before you get to Woodbine Road. Other than that, we're looking good with I-10 and I-110 moving nicely, as well as 29 north and southbound lines throughout Pensacola. Checking in clear, as well as 29 checking in nicely throughout Cantonment, Molino, and up to Walnut Hill. Not seeing anything to slow you down. See something else? Just give me a call at 850-262-6111. This traffic report brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Executive Landscaping is big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to care. Call 250-3756 for a no-hassle estimate. That number, again, is 250-3756. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
Yeah, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. By the way, going back to the teacher thing, Charlie Crist was trying to say, teachers are leaving here. We have a hard time trying to hire teachers because we don't pay them enough. But whoa. Name a place in the country that is not having a problem hiring teachers. Teachers are leaving everywhere. And it's not just due to low pay. Here's the text. I support DeSantis, but he's only raised first-year teachers' pay to get new teachers in. My wife is a tenure teacher making $1,000 more a year than a new teacher just came in. To me, that's not right. Money was cut to pay for this, so she's actually making less than last year. Actually, and I have heard that complaint from some other people, and I agree with that as well. New teachers coming in, getting higher pay, that's fantastic, but you got to make it a scaled thing so that the existing teachers are feeling welcome and feeling appreciated and therefore going to get a lot more money as well. I agree with that too. If Checkpoint Charlie is going to invoke the Bible, he should read the stance on murdering the preborn. Yeah. Here's another one that says, sounds like a room was full of Charlie supporters. Ugh. Actually, it was a split. If you listen to the debate, anytime Charlie said something, Charlie Crist said something, massive applause. Anytime Governor DeSantis said anything, massive applause. Either way, both sides severely distracted from the debate, in my opinion. Gracie, what did you think about the applause?
I think it was crazy, especially when the lady was saying no applauses and they're applauding as she's saying stop applauding. But
yeah.
I was...
Yeah, it was... Yeah. Didn't like it. I didn't like that at all. All right. And let's see here. Another text here. The big question I have is if debt is forgiven, Christ was pro-vaccine. Oh, mandating pro-vaccine. Yep, exactly. Yes. That's what I'm saying. When he took this other sentence and he was sitting there trying to defend and trying to criticize Governor DeSantis because you want to tell people what to do with their own health of their own body, I'm against that. And I'm like, 15 minutes ago, you weren't. 15 minutes ago, you were for mandating vaccines for people's health, mandating people stay at home for their own health, mandating people social distance for their own health, mandating people to wear masks for their own health. And I'm like, and that's not nearly as impactful as a sex change and a mastectomy. By the way, too, he also did one other ploy. I was going to pull this audio out and change my mind, but he said, we've had 80,000 Floridians die in Florida. And he tried to pin that on DeSantis, basically saying we could have had cut that number in half, blah, blah, blah. The death rate per capita in Florida is right around and actually lower than places like New York and California and Michigan. Places that kept things locked down, did things the way Charlie Crist wanted to, yet their death per capita were higher. Look, COVID is, it's just... And this whole thing, like the numbers could have been cut in half. You don't know that. You're making up stuff. But either way, I felt like the debate was blah. That was meh. I felt like the DeSantis supporters would have continued supporting DeSantis. The Crist supporters would have continued supporting Crist. And really, there was no new information that was like, oh, okay. Oh, that changed me. Yeah, that's interesting. New thought. Like, there was nothing like that to me. So, hey, Pensacola Egg Fest is coming up. But before Pensacola Egg Fest comes about, you have a chance to get a big green egg at 25% off. You could purchase one of the demo eggs that they're going to use. And so 60 extra large and large eggs, 10 mini max eggs will be used for the event. So, of course, they'll pre-season them, then they'll cook on them, and then you take yours home. And so you can purchase it now at 25% off. Just go to PensacolaEggFest.com to reserve yours today. Coming up here next, Top Trending News with David Wayne in the newsroom. Stick around. It's Pensacola Right Now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. If you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620. Hey, this year's Making Strides Against Breast Cancer Walk is coming up this Saturday at Seville Square. You're invited to walk the walk, raise the funds, bring friends, and celebrate with survivors. Registration activities start at 8. The walk is at 9. Register today at newsradio923.com. Hey, while you're at it, be sure to download our mobile app. Just go to your app store and look for the News Radio Pensacola app in the app store. You can listen to the live stream and you can listen to podcasts of this show in case you miss any of the show. You can podcast it and or listen to the podcast on demand. And you can check out national and local news as well. It's Pensacola Right Now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Top trending news this hour. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham apparently will not have to testify before a Georgia grand jury, at least for now. Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas has blocked the effort to get the South Carolina senator before that panel.
I think I'm on the right side of the Constitution, and we'll see what happens in court, but we're fighting hard. I'm really passionate about this issue.
And the panel investigating possible criminal interference in the 2020 election. Deaths from heart attacks apparently went up a lot as the COVID pandemic went on, Bobby. According to data from the Smith Heart Institute at Cedars-Sinai Hospital in Los Angeles, new numbers are showing that it reversed the healthier pre-pandemic trend. In the year before the pandemic, apparently there were fewer than 144,000 heart attacks, deaths, I should say, nationwide. Well, in the first year of the pandemic, that number went up 14% to more than 164,000, and the spike was apparently the biggest among people between the ages of 25 and 44. Deaths in that age group increased by almost 30%. And, Bobby, a little bit of fallout from that fishing tournament scandal last month. You remember that one?
Mm-hmm. Well, Yeah.
The fishing tournaments on Lake Erie now are going to be using metal detectors to check for cheating. The rule change being made, of course, after those two men put lead weights in their catch during last month's walleye slam.
Oh, yes. So now they're going to have all kinds of new protocols in place to try to make sure they can catch the cheaters ahead of time, or deter cheaters, I guess you'd say. So, that's not a big surprise, but that they would have, you know, you figure they'd have some sort of reaction to that whole ordeal. So it's kind of crazy that I guess they can win pretty good money, though, with it. So.
Yeah,
whenever money's involved, people cheat.
It's just crazy to think that you'd have to have that kind of precaution at a fishing tournament of all things.
A fishing tournament. Yeah. Yep, exactly. All right, let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
Nothing too badly to slow you down except our everyday afternoon traffic that has started on Highway 90. This is going to be on the Highway 90 Causeway in between Pensacola and Pace. If you're heading eastbound into Pace from Pensacola, we only have one lane. So it's causing some delays that are backing up to the Scenic Highway Davis intersection. It does clear up before you get to Woodbine Road, but just keep that in mind. Nothing to slow you down on 98. There are Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre. We do have some spotty traffic on I-10. This is going to be I-10 going eastbound towards Avalon Boulevard. It'll start right after you get off the Escambia Bay Bridge, and it does clear up before you get to the Avalon Boulevard exit. But again, that's the eastbound direction on I-10. See someone else? Just give me a call at 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
Coming up here next, I got an update on a bridge for you. But no, it's probably not the bridge you're thinking of. I'll share it next on News Radio 92.3.
I need love to ease my mind. I need to find someone.
Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. So over in Baldwin County, they're looking to build a new bridge. I brought it up before that they've been looking for a new bridge to get into Gulf Shores over the Intercoastal Waterway. So right now, you basically take Highway 59 or you take the Baldwin Breach Express, you know, toll bridge. And that's it. Last week, the Alabama Department of Transportation went ahead and approved a $53 million project that will allow a new bridge, so a third bridge, to cross over into Gulf Shores. And, I've talked about this many times before. Just like Pensacola Beach, Gulf Shores, Orange Beach, they have been discovered. And people are just coming. It seems like more and more every year. And so the gridlock to get the Gulf Shores is a nightmare. And so they've needed this bridge. And well, so they finally got the approval. They're going to start building it. However, the company that runs the Baldwin Beach Expressway toll bridge is suing ALDOT over it now, saying that they're trying to bankrupt them. Nah, people will still use that toll bridge. They'll use that toll bridge like crazy still. And there's more and more people coming all the time. And plus, the toll bridge is closer to Orange Beach area anyway. So as Orange Beach continues to grow in popularity and Florabama, that bridge will be used a lot more. So I don't think that's going to be a problem. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. You know, I talk about misinformation all the time, and I was saying that the concern for misinformation is just as much from conservatives as it is from liberals. Well, I've got another example of that for you coming up next. Plus, we'll get your sports hit, so stick around for all that next on News Radio 92.3.
I was scared of dentists and the dark. I was scared of pretty girls and starting conversations. All my friends are turning green. You're the magician's assistant in their dream. Oh.
Gold right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. So before I get into the top three stories here for you in sports and sports, I wanted to hit this. You know, I've been talking a lot about misinformation. I feel like it's real important to understand because when you listen to mainstream media and Facebook and Instagram and Twitter and all these, they're all trying to fight misinformation. And there's many of us who've been saying, you're only fighting one side of the misinformation. And I talk about the division in the country where you've got this group of people who feel like, for example, MAGA supporters are insurrectionists. Whereas MAGA supporters think that basically Democrats and moderate Republicans are basically secret puppet masters who are trying to orchestrate their own coup by having illegal election laws and things like that. So there's this constant, misinformation that's being spread from both sides in some cases, but the crackdown happens from social media and from Google, who are blocking what they deem to be misinformation. And yet, it's on both sides, and they don't do this. Here's another example. Yesterday, I had somebody texted in and said, hey, did you see the vandalism that happened on the pharmacy from a bunch of anti-vaxxers? That's due to people like your rhetoric. And I was like, not due to my rhetoric. That's due to the CDC trying to open up a doorway to mandate the COVID-19 vaccine to be done for children. And I know what you might be thinking. Some might be thinking, well, what's wrong with that, Bobby? Everything. COVID-19 is not a danger to children. So why do you need to vaccinate them with an experimental drug? Why do you need to put some sort of chemicals in their body that they don't need? That's what's wrong. But it's because of misinformation. And this is what I was talking about before. The real reason why we saw a spike in COVID cases and deaths after the vaccines were introduced was because these vaccines are not vaccines, they're shots. And we know that these shots do not prevent COVID. They do not prevent the spread of COVID. And so now we're talking about this. We're saying, hey, these don't spread. These don't stop the spread. These don't prevent you. And now you're starting to get this pushback of saying, nobody said that you wouldn't get COVID if you're vaccinated. That's the pushback you're starting to get now. They're starting to say, nobody said you wouldn't get COVID if you're vaccinated. Here you go. Dr. Anthony Fauci, quote, when people are not vaccinated, they're not going to get infected. President Biden, quote, you're not going to get COVID if you have these vaccinations. Rochelle Walensky, CDC director, quote, vaccinated people do not carry the virus and don't get sick. Then you got people like Bill Gates, who's been out there promoting the vaccines like crazy. Quote, everyone who takes the vaccine is reducing their transmission, end quote. And Pfizer CEO, quote, there is no variant that escapes the protection of our vaccines, end quote. Misinformation, not one of these was blocked ever. Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. If you want to help out those devastated by Hurricane Ian, text DISASTER to 20222 or visit floridadisasterfund.org to make a donation. Any amount is appreciated, of course. Top three stories here for you. Progressive Democrats withdrew a letter that they wrote to President Biden today, urging him to rethink his Ukraine strategy. And actually reading the letter, and actually a lot of it made sense to me. It was basically saying, hey, we're sending billions of dollars to them, and we're going to keep sending billions of dollars to them unless we get more involved. And so maybe we need to get more involved and end this conflict one way or another. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. More than 9.2 million pre-election ballots cast nationally as early and absentee voting continues ahead of the midterms, and consumer confidence fell in October as inflation takes its toll. We'll hit your sports hit right after Traffic on the Fives with Gracie Wolf.
I-10 is now moving nicely, so I-10 in both the east and westbound lanes checking in clear, really not seeing anything to slow you down. But you are going to see slowdowns on Highway 90. This is Highway 90 as you're leaving Pensacola, heading eastbound towards Pace. This is due to construction being done on the causeway. Construction zones have closed off one lane. It's down to one lane in the eastbound direction. So expect some slowdowns, and that will clear up before you get to Woodbine Road. But that's going to become everyday afternoon traffic as we do have construction going on there now. 98, checking in clear in Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre. Really nothing to slow you down. If you see something else, just give me a call to the traffic line. That number is 850-2626-111. And this traffic report brought to you by Frontier Motors. Frontier Motors is the only dealer that Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola, and they're located on Beverly Parkway. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the Fives.
Here's your sports hit.
Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. So your sports hit, NBA is on TNT tonight. Dallas Mavericks taking on the New Orleans Pelicans at 6:30, followed by the Golden State Warriors taking on the Phoenix Suns. In NHL hockey, we have on ESPN, the Colorado Avalanche taking on the New York Rangers at 7 o'clock. And also on ESPN will be Las Vegas against San Jose. ESPN Plus has a whole bunch of games, including the Florida Panthers taking on Chicago Blackhawks at 7:30 and the Tampa Bay Lightning taking on LA at 9:30. In sports news, we've got Brittany Griner. Her appeal of her 9-year prison sentence was denied. And I was reading something basically saying that's pretty much it for her legal options. The only way she's going to get out of Russia now is State Department trying to do their stuff. Chiefs defensive end Frank Clark has been suspended for 2 games over weapons charges from a 2021 arrest. The NFL says in their investigation, referees were not seeking an autograph for the Buccaneers wide receiver Mike Evans. And benching Matt Ryan may have cleared a path for the Colts to trade him, and it's definitely cleared a path for them to be able to avoid paying him $17 million in bonuses. Youch. New Orleans Pelicans' Zion Williamson is going to be out for the game tonight. Remember, he had a hard fall against the Utah Jazz the other day, and so he's now been downgraded to out. And the Miami Marlins are hiring Skip Shoemaker as their new skipper. Now, he was the bench coach with the Cardinals recently. This is his first time gig as a manager of a Major League Baseball team. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. According to a new survey, 2 out of 3 Americans are now living paycheck to paycheck. This number keeps going up and up and up. 60% of those surveyed said they have to cut spending in order to deal with inflation. Wait, what? Cut spending? I'm pretty sure the federal government opposes that. They don't ever cut spending. 55% have limited spending capacity. 49% have shifted their shopping preferences. 66% are living paycheck to paycheck, have cut spending overall. And it's mostly affecting rural consumers, but it's also affecting urban consumers as well. In fact, speaking of that, I saw this one. This is a high number. 82% of Americans surveyed in a different survey, 82% said that they've had to change their grocery buying habits. So basically cutting back on groceries, or, you know, now having to go, maybe instead of buying the steak, right, you're going to go get some ramen. I don't know. Maybe it's not that dramatic, but 82% of American shoppers are trying to save money on groceries, changing their grocery buying habits, or just cutting back on buying groceries altogether because of inflation. So, yes, seemingly we're getting on just fine with inflation, but not really. All right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Coming up here next, got a quick update from David Wayne over the newsroom, and then your top stories on foxnews.com, our national news partner. That's all next right here on News Radio 92.3.
When the rains came down in the hollow.
The Pensacola Humane Society's Barktoberfest coming up here. It's going to be on Sunday, actually. It's presented by the Pensacola Ice Flyers. It's going to be from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at Community Maritime Park. You can check out some local food trucks, serving up some delicious snacks, shop around some of the coolest pet-centric vendors, watch some of Pensacola's finest dog trainers and agility demonstrations at the demo ring, and be sure to register your pup into one of the many fun contests. The event is free, but if you want to register your pet for any of the events, it's $5 for a pet. Get all the details on our website, newsradio923.com. Got top stories from foxnews.com, our national news partner, coming up here in a minute. But first, let's go over to David Wayne in the newsroom.
Well, Bobby, I don't think this story could have tied in any better with your Barktober mention there. You've got until the end of the week to vote on your favorite Escambia County canine Halloween costume. They're actually hosting the Halloween Canine Costume Contest. And that's being done on the Escambia County Sheriff's Office Facebook page. They've got 9 of their canine officers in different costumes, that contest being held based on the amount of likes on each of those photos. In the Facebook post, the sheriff's office says the winning canine officer gets barking rights and a special Halloween treat.
All right, there you go. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. I like it. How can you submit for that? Just on their website?
You just go to their Facebook page and you like the photo of your favorite canine costume. And there's some pretty good ones.
I saw a couple of them. Yeah, they do look cute. Yeah, very very creative with those costumes right there. All right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Just a reminder, Bands on the Beach has been canceled tonight as we've gotten a lot of rain and everything like that. So it's been canceled. Fair's still going on, though. I talked to a couple people already who are already down there, so that's still going on. Don't know about the rides, still operating 100%, but there you go. Well, good point here. I was saying that Brittany Griner's final appeal to end her 9-year prison sentence in Russia was denied. And so basically the only way she's getting out of Russia now is if the State Department gets involved and is able to get something done. And got a text here that says, well, another way she gets out of Russia is to serve her sentence. Okay, yes, true. I meant only way she can get out sooner than the 9 years is that way. So good point there as well. Top stories on foxnews.com. These top story is Biden issues new COVID-related death warning weeks after declaring the pandemic is over. Okay, we'll get into that right after Traffic on the Fives with Gracie Wolf.
Well, I-10 and I-110 checking in clear. Really nothing to slow you down on 29. Highway 90 still seeing some delays as you move eastbound out of Pensacola towards Pace on the causeway. This is due to construction. This is going to become typical afternoon traffic. So you will start seeing those slowdowns after you get past the scenic highway Davis intersection. It clears up before you get to Woodbine, but it is slow moving with one lane open in the eastbound direction. We do have an accident on West Michigan Avenue. That's going to be at Clearwater Avenue, causing some slight delays, as well as some slight slowdowns on Avalon Boulevard. This is going to be where it meets This is going to be on Avalon Boulevard right near the I-10 exit heading northbound, but really nothing too bad to delay you. See something else, just give me a call at 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf with your Traffic on the Fives.
All right. So, yes, the president stating that the COVID vaccine, basically the top story on foxnews.com, is President Biden issues new COVID-related death warning weeks after declaring the pandemic was over. Now, I just covered, how long ago was it? 20 minutes ago. Misinformation pertaining to COVID has mostly come from government officials. Here is yet another example. Now, I shared the example how they're now defending themselves and stating nobody ever said that the vaccines will that nobody would get COVID if you're not if you're vaccinated. Hold on a minute. The thing that they're saying now is nobody said you wouldn't get COVID if you're vaccinated. And I've shared Anthony Fauci, when people are vaccinated, they're not going to get infected. President Biden, you're not going to get COVID if you have these vaccinations. These are flat out lies. They're flat out lies. Marcel Walensky, CDC director, vaccinated people do not carry the virus and don't get sick. Flat out lie. Now, President Biden had a month ago issued the pandemic was over. Now today, he states virtually every COVID death in America is preventable. Oh, what? Okay. So then he goes on and says that virtually everyone, then he changes it, almost everyone who will die from COVID this year will not be up to date on their shots. In other words, stating if you don't want COVID, that it's preventable. Virtually every COVID death in America is preventable, he states. All you got to do is have your shots. It's a magic pill. It's a flat out lie. I mean, we're talking about misinformation. And I get people going, you're an anti-vaxxer, Bobby. No, I'm only anti-vaxxer for those under the age of 65. Because those under the age of 65 have virtually 0% chance of dying from COVID. With or without the shot. So why risk what you don't know is in the shot? We don't know. We're still finding it. We're still getting all these adverse reactions. And if you and anybody who's like, please, Bobby, they approved this thing already, then you're not paying attention because they've slowly been releasing the documents pertaining to their approval process of this vaccine. And guess what they found? Consistently, over and over and over, all kinds of problems from reproductive issues to heart problems. They knew about them and they just felt like, you know what? Let's just push it out there. The trial of these, the human trials for these vaccines is going on now. And the president, I actually don't get mad. I actually am not mad at the president for basically saying you can prevent from getting COVID if you just go get your vaccine. You can prevent from dying from COVID if you just go get your vaccine. I'm not mad at him. You know why? Because I'm sad. I'm sad that he is the president of the United States and he's got people too chicken around him to tell him the truth about these things. So he gets to walk around looking like an ignoramus and doesn't even know. I feel sad for him. Sad. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Let's get Bobby's brain teasers.
What?
It's Bobby's brain teasers.
When Sudoku became popular in 2006, pencil sales went up 700%. Jason Mraz has an avocado farm and is a supplier for Chipotle.